Good morning, everybody. We hope you guys are having a better morning than Blake out here.
Yeah.
Poor Blake. Aww. Jeez, man. But he is back in studio. Blake takes zero recovery time.
Yeah.
Blake goes under the knife and he's back the next day. I like that.
That's resilience.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah. Not
suck
at
it.
All.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
That's it, man. Tough kid.
I told him not to talk and he's talking all morning.
All right. Be careful out there, Blake. Trust me, talking on this show is not worth messing up your face. Yeah. All right, man. We got a big show here for you today. Some big news coming out of St. Augustine recently here. Flagler Hospital to expand.
Mm.
Yep. Air quotes.
Again?
new tools for teachers in the fight for student safety.
Okay.
This is going to be very, very interesting. I have some questions, though. I have some questions about this new system that's in place this year. We will get there. Also, we've got a local author who won a prestigious award recently.
Oh, cool.
At least the article says it's prestigious. I've never
prestigious.
Heard of it. Yeah. And then we've got a new place opening up for kids here in St. John's County, in Fruit Cove, to be exact, that I think is one of the most useful tools kids can have in our area. So I'm excited about that. We will get to all of that. But I do want to remind you, we've got some great swag in the swag store, and boy, I should have taken a picture or video or something of it. We got some, our swag store, especially our shoes section, consists of a lot of, I won't call them knockoff, I'll call them upgraded.
Inspired.
Inspired.
Yeah.
I love it. Inspired and upgraded footwear.
There it is.
Right? So we've got some, I call them the Big Chuckies. The Big Chuckies. We got some Chuck T looking shoes.
Okay,
in there.
My
with some 904 logos on there. Yeah, man.
I like that.
You should check it out.
And get some 904 couture.
That's very much more fancy than what it actually is, but it's good. Good stuff. I'm going to order myself a pair. You can order yourself a pair too if you have the 904 Now app. Just go to the little swag section in there. And we've got a lot of people.
So, like, what's selling? Like, what's the hot thing in there?
The shirts.
Is it?
Shirts are selling like crazy. People love the shirts.
Cool.
People love the shirts.
Are there a lot of shoes being sold, though? Do you see any?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Shoes are being sold. A lot of shirts are being sold. I got to switch the colors up on the shoes, too. I was looking around last night and just figuring out some new designs for the shoes. Designing shoes is taking up all my time now.
Yeah. I like it.
Shoe designer.
That's ridiculous.
It's nice.
Put it on the resume.
House of a sponsor.com. Extravaganza.
This is not my lane, man, but it's fun. It's fun to do when you're just bored. So yeah, check out the swag store, man. We got a lot of really cool stuff in there. The 904 stickers. People love the 904 stickers too.
Yep.
Especially the one that says 9 heart 4, you know, with the heart.
Oh yeah, how cool.
Yeah. So people love that stuff. Check it out. Before we get into the latest and greatest here in St. John's County, I will remind you that our banner sponsor here this morning, and almost every single morning since we started the show, boy, we appreciate them so much, and you will too, our sponsor, Old City Homes. They build high-quality, affordable houses that include wood cabinets, granite countertops, tile baths, and so much more. Give Jerry a call and see if he has a new house in build for you. I bet you he does.
Mm-hmm.
904-466-9505 for Jerry Falkemer. And Old City Homes. Also got to give a big shout out, of course, to Bozard Ford and Lincoln. Bo Bozard was in on the show with Mike last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good show. They are proud to have served the St. Augustine community for 3 generations. Out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you're going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got that state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers, one soon to be the 904 Now burger. Oh, man, exciting.
Very exciting.
Tomorrow?
Hmm?
Or next Friday?
No, next Friday.
Next Friday. We should have Letty in. Yeah.
We still have to have a discussion which one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything from delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between. The team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also got to give a big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But first, Good morning, everybody. Troy, you're looking very fancy today, man.
Hey, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
I got a presentation today.
Oh, obviously. You guys
know when I'm wearing a fancy shirt.
It's not for us.
I got to present something.
Or it could be Sunday for church day, right? Your Sunday best. You have to wear your Sunday best. I learned that down here.
No comment.
Maybe. Really?
Well, I'm trying to learn Southern things, but it is weekend eve.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's Friday Junior, so there
That's
you go.
That's right.
Yeah. And when have you ever seen me at a church?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Actually, I have a fundraiser. I'll be in a somewhat of a church meeting area on the 20th.
Okay. So there's the answer to your own question, Troy.
It's not really in the church. So
make sure your cologne is holy.
They let Troy in the church.
No, they'd have to increase their insurance.
They'd burst into flames randomly, insurance.
Not unless he has holy water for cologne.
Lightning coming down.
That's it. Get it blessed.
Can you get spritzes of holy water and cologne?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Not around church. If there's a gift shop at the cathedral, you can get them there.
I don't know if there is.
I think a lot of people pray for me, but you know.
Okay.
Hashtag blessed.
I know that's the truth, man.
Yeah. Melvin's blessings.
Melvin's blessings. Oh, nobody wants those. Well, not here.
Yeah, not here.
Not here.
Not here.
All right, man. I don't know where we're going with this show already. We're only the first 7 minutes, and that's not looking good.
We're doing okay so far.
Okay. What's the question of the day?
All right, question of the day, and thank you, Davey, for the question of the day. What's the best treasure you've ever found, like walking the beach or walking your dog or like just out like,
Okay. I think I've told this story somewhat recently, but I'm going to tell it again because we always have new people watching and listening. Yeah. And it's a pretty hilarious story of my stupidity. So when I was a kid, I remember by the beach, we went to a house by the beach, and in the driveway, there was just buried under some sand. I'm like treasure hunting because I have nothing else to do. And I find this, this what looks to be a medal. Mm-hmm. And it's got some German writing on it.
Oh,
that looks very important. Looks really old. So I'm like, wow, is this like an old war medal or something? Yeah. This is very, very cool. So I take it home and I was probably like 13 at the time. And I would keep this thing with me randomly. I'd bring it with me randomly. It was heavy. It's metal. It was cool. And so when I started my first job waiting tables, busing tables, really at Gypsy Cab, I had this thing for whatever reason. And somebody's like, what are you doing walking around with a bottle opener? It was a Jägermeister bottle opener.
You thought it was like...
I thought it was metal.
You're like Joe Dirt.
I thought it was war metal.
It's a big ball of turd.
Well, that's like finding fool's gold. You know, it's just pyrite. It's not actually,
Oh, that was, I was a fool. I felt like a fool for sure. I was walking around with a bottle opener. I kept that thing for years. That day I threw it away. Like, I don't need this stupid thing anymore. It's a bottle opener. Of course it's a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Stupid. So, yeah, that's my treasure story.
That's hilarious.
Mine is from a dog walk just of recent. And I was walking by this house and I found a gold, like a woman's gold chain, a necklace. Oh, and I was like, oh, it probably fell off. And I just was like, I'm just going to do the right thing. And I just put it on the mailbox and I just kept walking the dogs. Then I guess I turn the corner and then I find two $5 bills just sitting there and there's no other house around. I was like, oh my gosh, that was the universe rewarding me for doing a good deed.
Oh, so
that was my favorite moment.
There you go.
Homeless guy walks by. Oh, change.
Exactly. Probably. But like that didn't live on my conscience. Like I know that. Yeah.
You did what you could.
Yeah. I know scrap value and I knew that I did the right thing. Yeah.
Weird Davey wearing a brand new gold chain.
Absolutely. Is that something interesting?
You're wearing one.
It's impression.
Did you change any parts of that story, Davey?
You bought it with $10 he found.
You guys are on to me. Yeah, exactly.
It's gold fill.
So mine is the hurricanes that happened where like three crossed the state. Like I think it was in 2006, like Gene and Charlie and all those crossed the state. I was still Parks and Recreation Director. So we always have to go out and check the beach and see how much watchout's there and stuff like that. So I'm out at Butler Park. On the ocean side, and there's a mortar that's it's about this tall. It's like a huge shell. It looks like it got shot out of a battleship or something like that. So it's laying on the ground at the park. I go to pick it up. I was like, this, we can't really leave this here. I was going to put it in the back of my county vehicle,
yeah.
And it starts going.
I throw it
like this, and literally it shoots out flames like 15 feet.
Okay.
Thank goodness it didn't get in the car and do that. But what it was is it's a flare that they use that they drop in the water, and it actually caught the dirt on fire. We're talking sand. We're not talking like there was something to actually catch on fire.
Yeah.
It caught the sand.
Whoa.
Beach sand on fire. And
whoa,
I was like,
dude.
Oh. But it's, I guess, a phosphorus flare that they drop in the water, like if they're doing missions or something like that. And it had not burned itself completely out.
Wow, man.
I had to call the military. I had to call the fire department.
Tuck and roll mission.
I can tell you right now, it's buried about 6 feet down at Butler Park right now.
Really?
Like the military got there, they kind of did their thing to it. They're like, all right, we're not loaded in our truck either. And it literally is buried about 6 feet down at Butler Park right now. But it was a scary, it's probably as close as I've come to like completely burning myself, because I looked at it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at it, I was like, oh, okay.
That's some scary stuff.
Picked it up. But when it's, thank goodness it made that sound.
Yeah.
If it just went, I mean, it would have like just burnt my face off.
Yeah. Oh, man. Too bad it didn't get in the back of your truck first. You would have had like a rocket truck, man. I could just see Troy just
rocketing down the beach.
Which way is facing?
Yeah.
True.
But and when the military got there, they're like, yeah, this is ours and this is what it does. It's like, this is an old one. I mean, it was probably a couple years old.
Wow.
And just by me like picking it up and shaking it a little bit, it activated the phosphorus.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. My intern was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, is this normal? I was like, no. This is not normal.
Never going out on missions with Troy again.
Never.
Wow. All right. So. Blake?
I don't want to answer.
Okay. You don't have to answer.
No problem, buddy.
He said before the show he found a 7-Up bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. 7-Up bottle.
7-Up bottle.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll be looking in the comments to see what people found, what kind of treasure people came across, and if I need to steal it from them. We got a quick check of the weather.
It's going to rain.
Quick check of the weather. Darn it. Brought to you by our friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com. All right, here we go, man. We will start with Flagler Health Plus. This came out in the news yesterday. Flagler Health Plus announced Tuesday that they would be seeking a partner to partner with another hospital.
Oh.
They say they haven't chosen a partner as of right now, but they say they are launching a search through a consultant, Kaufman Hall. I'm not sure if that's the person or the name of the company. Mm. Sounds like it could be both. Mm-hmm. A company name or a person. Carlton DeVoot. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Carlton DeVoot. He's the CEO of Flagler Health Plus, declined to name any organizations that the hospital might be considering at this point.
They're holding auditions.
They are holding auditions. They will open the floor to proposals, and the process, they say, all in all, could take around 18 months.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be something that happens within the next few months. They say about 12 to 18 months this could take. DeVoot said in an interview that the decision is about strengthening Flagler Health Plus's recruitment and retention, gaining technology and resources, and investing in infrastructure. We're also hearing that it might just be a plan for survival for Flagler Hospital, basically.
Yeah.
This move may also turn Flagler into a for-profit system.
That's right, because they're a nonprofit.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that could, those are some changes we could see the hospital. DeVoot did say that nothing going to be impacted right now. Patients can expect the same level of care as they've recently received.
Well, I don't think that would even change if they started a partner. I think that's why it takes 18 months to make sure that everything will be cohesive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I hope so. I hope so, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, should be an interesting process to see how Flagler expands this whole thing, what hospital they'll partner with. It could be really any healthcare system throughout the nation, I guess, if they want to come to St. Augustine and have a presence here.
How do you feel about that? Is that kind of weird, though?
I mean, I can see how people would feel like it was weird. Look, if they can add to our level of care,
yeah, they can make
and
it
help
stronger.
With some new technology and bring in anything that's good. I mean, you know, healthcare isn't necessarily something that we need to be super localized, I would imagine.
I care about, like, the mindset of the hospital,
yeah.
You know, because they're very community-minded right now.
Yeah, that culture.
And if it becomes corporate or if it becomes this, then it creates separation, like what happened with the record.
Mm. Yeah, you know, super separation.
And,
yeah.
And now that we don't have local stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want that.
I feel you on that.
I still want to have that community feel. Same with banks. Banks have become very corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah, you missed that community tie-in. I don't see that as much.
You used to walk in and they knew your name. They'd be like, hey, Mr. Blevins. Hey, you know how you are,
man.
You know, and you don't have that anymore.
No, I can remember very early on, my dad always going into the bank, the Barnett Bank.
Yeah.
Out there where Blue Water Jewelers is right now.
That's right.
We would go into the Barnett Bank and my dad would have conversations. People knew him. Mm-hmm. He would talk to everybody there and you know, everybody knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely does not feel like that now.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I'm so old, I remember the first ATMs. Tilly the Teller.
Yeah.
Tilly the Teller.
Tilly the Teller. Was,
wow. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay. A robot.
Wow.
Back in the 70s.
So yeah, we can look forward to that from Flagler Health Plus.
Okay.
See how that shapes out, man. Hopefully it's for the better.
Yeah.
I hope so. And like Troy said, I hope they don't lose that.
Yeah,
the sense of community.
I mean, because what they do with the homeless is, I mean, they're the lead agency for our homeless.
Yeah, you know?
I can see them coming in and go, okay, that's not profitable to us.
Hmm.
You know, so that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'm a little guarded in that.
Oh, for cutting services. Yeah, well, that makes sense on the community piece.
Yeah. It goes from nonprofit to profit, and you know, it comes to the numbers instead of the community.
But as we all learn in leadership, you can't just pull the cord, right? You have to, if they don't want to do that service, then they have to, like, let those organizations know to taper off.
Well,
those,
I mean, I think if we've learned anything from corporate America, they have no problem pulling the plug.
True story.
Like, doesn't work for us, doesn't work for the bottom line. Zoop.
Yeah.
Done.
And then they hope government saves their ass.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Scary stuff. Yeah. Okay. It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that. You're not alone, Troy. Okay. You're not alone. You're not the
I'll
first
watch
person I've heard that.
Cautiously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we will follow cautiously. That's right, man. Hey, speaking of caution, school systems implementing some new systems to help keep students safe this year. This is pretty cool. We got this story here, and it is also posted in the 904 Now app if you want to check our sources. Every single teacher and faculty member now has a panic button right on their badge. Right on their
ID
badge. Mm-hmm. To make it easy to reach in seconds if there's an emergency. It's a brand new feature that rolled out Wednesday to keep everyone safe as the new school year gets underway. They say to empower teachers and faculty members to protect themselves and those around them, the district provided this safety tool. It's called the Centigix Crisis Alert Badge.
Mm.
According to Dr. Graham down there at the high school, they can call for assistance or lock down the entire school with a few presses of this button. If you push it 3 times, it calls for assistance. If you push it more, he says 8 times, it locks down the whole school.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Silent panic alarms are required inside public and charter schools under Florida's Alyssa's Law, they say. Named after a 14-year-old who was one of the 17 killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting back in 2018. The alarm sends a notification to everyone on campus and the local 911 dispatch center that something is wrong. These added safety measures, they say, are even more important because the district welcoming more students than ever before. They go on to talk about enrollment numbers and things like that. Man, I'm just wondering how many false alarms we get from this, you
know? That was just going through my head. If a kid gets a hold of
forget it.
I'm thinking if you go hug my teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, or even if it's just in their pocket, because teachers don't always wear these around their necks on a lanyard, right?
I can tell you this. I got him.
It's a thing.
Blake's truck
yesterday.
And my keys to my car were in my pocket, and it set off the alarm in it.
So, right.
I mean,
right.
I can see stuff like this happening.
Yes.
But it's a three push thing. So
three push thing for the basic alarm, and then about eight pushes to lock down the school. But again, Troy, that went through my head too. If a kid gets a hold of one of these cards, which not too hard. I mean, I would almost take this as a challenge if I were in high school.
Yeah. You know? Here we go. Like,
can you get one of the, who can get a teacher's card first and lock down the school?
Yeah. I don't want to take this test.
You're right. Yeah.
I didn't study. You know?
Yeah. Didn't eight study. Button presses, throw it in the trash, and you're out of the test.
Well, what it kind of reminds me of, and I don't know if you guys know this as a pilot, like when you're coming in at night at the airport on your comm, you hit it like five times and it turns on the lights on the airport.
Oh, I did not know that.
So it sounds very similar to that. And you got to hit it, and then the lights come on. And it's kind of cool when the lights come on because it's like,
I did that.
You're like,
I get too hyper. I would definitely click it too many times, though. I don't know how many times I clicked it. That's
extreme emergency, right?
Yeah.
Dave hits it so many times, the National Guard shows up. There's helicopters.
The high beams come on. I can't land.
It's like Red Dawn's here.
Definitely.
177 times.
Are you sure?
Cue to call in the military.
It felt like five.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're in an emergency like that.
Yeah. And one of the comments said it can also track that teacher, too, like where that teacher's at. Like, they'll say, okay, it came from right here.
Okay, that's good.
I want to know what happens really after that. There's that moment of inertia where they click the button, and then, like, what communication happens? Is it the administrator then messages back to the room because they do have that intercom thing? Like, how is that communication, or is it just dispatch right away? So yeah,
it seems like it's just kind of a dispatch type of thing. Just puts everybody on alert that, hey, there's a teacher that's pressing the button three times or eight times right now. Alert the authorities.
I think that's great, though. I think that's very innovative.
It's a bad thing. Mr. Hertzel has to go pee again.
Yeah. Jeez, get him a Depend.
He's using it to lock down his classroom again. Dave, that's not what it's for.
Yeah, I would be the one to do Morse code to the administrators. Be like, hey, you guys want to hang out?
Y'all, I got margaritas on recess. You ready?
Like, the kids are all in the hall. They're like,
you ready?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Teacher's like, nope.
You'll take the edge off a little bit. Come to Hertzel's house. There's a reason why I'm not a teacher.
Man. Well, there's many reasons why I'm not a teacher. So. This could definitely a good tool, man. Definitely seems like a good tool. But again, I just worry about the false alarms.
Yeah.
That's all.
My
guarantee we see some this year.
My bladder is the reason I wasn't a teacher. I told you the story.
Yeah. Right.
So teachers have the best bladders.
Yes, they do.
Reason I'm not a teacher, because I'm not smart.
Yes, you are. Look what you've done. Oh, my gosh.
Have you met teachers?
No. Yeah. You met Pete Melfi?
Joking, teachers. It's a joke.
Okay, man. All right. Well, let's not piss off teachers this morning. Let's talk about gas.
Okay.
Let's talk about gas.
Coming down.
Stupid thing.
Feeling good.
Let's talk about SUVs. Yeah.
There it is.
You and me.
All right. The Citgo is at number one here this morning. 1099 South Ponce de Leon Boulevard. They are at 361. That's the cash price, though.
Be careful there.
Yeah. That's the deceiving one.
That's the
one that's weird with the cards.
We don't love them.
We do like the Sunoco, though. They're only a penny more than the cash price down there at that Citgo.
Great investment.
362, $21.99 North Ponce de Leon Boulevard. I just filled up last night. Only cost me $35 to fill up my tank out there.
That's nice.
I do have a Toyota Corolla. Let's see. I feel like Will Ferrell.
Much
as I talk about the Toyota Corolla, I feel like him in that skit. I drive a Dodge Stratus!
Respect.
Mobile and Circle K at 800 South Ponce de Leon Boulevard at 365. Owens at 780 South Ponce, 365 as well. The gate at Mizell Road is at 366. 2350 North Ponce. The Shell out there is at 367. The Sunoco at 450 South Ponce is at 367. The Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, 367. Then we got 146 King Street at 372. And 4564 US 1 North, 375. That is your Gas Buddy Gas Report for a Thursday here this week. And that, of course, brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. Hey, did you know there are three common misconceptions about staying at 44 Spanish Street Inn.
Oh, what are they?
Bed and breakfast. Well, one, I'm glad you asked, Davey. I'm glad you sent me this list last night.
I'm so intrigued.
One, sharing a bathroom and a bed and breakfast in this era, pretty much unheard of. It's not going to happen.
Okay, that was my fear with Airbnbs. I got to share a bathroom with another couple. Like, what's that about?
Yeah. Here we go. Another fear of mine. Creepy dolls.
Yeah.
Not the norm.
No.
Not the norm.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a creepy doll room.
My grandmother made this.
Yeah. They're all scary looking. guest service often exceeds that of the best hotel concierge because it's a personal experience. That's true.
At
44 Spanish Street Inn. They're dialed into the keep you up on the best local secrets as well. So if you need to put family or friends up at a place, beautiful spot, 44 Spanish Street Inn. Checking out at 44spanishstreetinn.com.
Perfect.
Very good. We got some live music happening today and tonight. Troy, you want to stall for a second?
Oh, well.
And the Bollocks show is tonight.
Oh, I was about to go there. We have Bollocks tonight at 6:30.
I keep calling it Bullocks.
Bollocks.
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 Need to accentuate that O.
Yeah, Bollocks kind of means everything's all screwed up or you ruined it or something like that.
A bunch of Bollocks.
Yeah, it's Bollocks. But if you say the dog's Bollocks, that means it's very good. So it can be used in a lot of different ways, and we use it in every possible way. But tonight we're talking about boarding schools, and we're talking about weird president facts. And I got some good ones. I got some really, really fun ones.
All right.
So it's and of course you need to watch the Whiskey of the Week.
Oh yeah.
Who's your co-host today? Is it
it's Derek? Derek's back.
Oh sweet.
Derek just missed last week. So.
Okay.
And Captain Mayhem did an amazing job last week.
He looked good.
Yeah.
An amazing job. He really fit in with that new set.
Yeah.
He's perfect addition.
You crushed the set. I'm so happy with
definitely
that. That's new Studio B.
Maybe just have him there as the aesthetic in the background. Just kidding.
just get a Captain Mayhem cutout.
Yeah. Bob
Lund. It looks good, Mayhem. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. My mom really liked the show. She said Mayhem was great.
Yeah. No, there was some fun stuff. And I guarantee you're going to learn something tonight.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
What time is that?
6:34.
Love the time.
Yep. Very good. All right. Speaking of entertainment, Jim Lamb going to be at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Smoke and Joe Shower at Meehan's Irish Pub and Seafood House, 1 o'clock. They always add new things onto the end of Meehan's Irish Pub now. Tony Scazzaro is at the Cellar upstairs with, I assume, the Carpetbaggers at 1 o'clock. Brett Blackshear, Pierre's Pub, 1 o'clock. Fawn Kaiser at the Marsh Creek Country Club, 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop Tavern at 4:30. Lauren Gilliam at the Embassy Suites by Hilton St. Augustine Beach Oceanfront Resort. Could have just said Embassy Suites.
Wow, that's a title.
Could have just stuck with that.
4:30 today. Heather Craig, A1A Aleworks, 5 o'clock. Those guys, Hurricane Patties, 5 o'clock. The Carpetbaggers, there we go. The Pelican Landing Bar and Grill, that's becoming their home space.
Liking that.
The Falling Bones. Haven't heard anything from the Falling Bones in a little while.
No.
They're going to be at the Beacon at 6 o'clock. Joe Downing, Panama Hatties, 6 o'clock. Vinny Jacobs, Hurricane Grill and Wings, 6 o'clock. Josh Ford and the Groove Bender, Barillo's Pizza and Subs at 6 as well. Bob Patterson, OC White's at 6:30. But you should be preparing for Bollocks then. Mm-hmm. And then Ancient City Slickers at 7 o'clock at the Plaza de la Constitucion. There we go.
Perfect.
That live music mic check brought to you by our friends at Chris Stevens Auto. My mechanic, my mom's mechanic, should be your mechanic. He's the guy you can trust. 904-451-5144.
Where is his location again?
Right off of State Road 16 behind the Why Not Boat Storage Place.
Oh, that blue and white building.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Also, got to give a big shout out at this point to our friends at Finest Roofing. They support a lot of local charities that support local kids in our area. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. John's County, investing in kids and the Boy Scouts of St. John's County as well. They're always looking to grow their team also and would encourage anyone to come and apply with them. They are master elite contractors for St. John's County, and that lets them offer warranties to you that nobody else in the business can. Give them a call today. Get that roof inspection, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
There you go. That was the typical key. Mm. You got back to the regular key there, Davey. I like it, man.
Holding on to it. The dream is alive.
All right, man. And we got a local author that recently won an award. That's pretty cool.
Pulitzer, yes.
Pulitzer.
Is it?
No, that's a big award.
Is that a big award?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Hey, any award is big to me, okay?
You baited me into that.
It's the FUPA President's Award. No, the
FAPA. Oh, wow.
FAPA. Yeah.
FAPA?
F-A-P-A.
You went from
I just Pulitzer thought FUPA would be a funnier thing to say.
I liked it. That's an award.
It's an award. It's an award that a lot of people don't necessarily want to win.
Very prestigious.
The Razzie. That's awesome.
Okay, no, it's not the FUPA Award. The 2022 Florida Authors and Publishers Association, FAPA. FAPA's not any better.
FAPA. I think it's FAPA. Kiss my FAPA.
Yeah.
This is I'm a FAPA Award winner.
No FAPA to my FUPA.
No FAPA.
You just won. Yeah. You won that one. That was a good one.
I'm up for the FAPA Award next year. They're the President's Book Awards. Recognize the book Adele in a Gymnastics Jam.
Oh.
By Martha Louise. Also known as Martha Womack. Not sure which one's her real name.
Oh, there's
I can't believe people still use pen names now.
Yeah, pseudonyms. How interesting.
Yeah, the book's a flop, and they don't have to go down with the brand.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe
people
that's
use
it.
Pen names on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, yes. They do.
Screen names. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I wish I would have used a pen name when I started this whole thing.
What do you mean, Mr. Melfi?
Yeah. Right.
Can spell it differently.
Yeah. Right. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I have Tony Belvin's. So okay.
You do.
Mm.
You do. It's official. It's written on things.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Martha Louise, also known as Martha Womack, not sure which one is her real name, is a Ponte Vedra resident and a retired school psychologist who worked in the St. Johns County School District for 21 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Long time, man. Let's see. Hosted by the association, this prestigious national award is open to books published between 2020 and 2022. The judges for this national competition are librarians, educators, and publishing professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah. So Adeline in a Gymnastics Jam is a preteen fiction published by Frey House Publishing. The plot follows a kind-hearted tween gymnast navigating unfriendly, clicky behavior at a new competitive gymnasium.
Oh, God. Here we go. Is this book approved? What's the deal here? She's wearing a leotard, I'm sure. God
forbid.
Doesn't
tell us too much about the contents of the book, so maybe, I don't know.
Everybody breathe into this one. Mm-hmm.
That's all we get. Yeah, we may.
She's a FUPA Award winner.
We'll see if this ends up on a list or something in the next few weeks.
Bless.
Boy, but yeah. So there you go. That's good for Miss Womack or Miss Louise, whatever the hell her last name is. That's
yeah, nice. I'm gonna go with and Rebecca said it too. I'm gonna go with Womack, and Womack's actually one of the family names, like my family names.
Really?
Yeah. So like in my Tennessee family, there's two families in Tennessee. There's the Blevinses and the Womacks.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
And you have to like the town's so small. You have to ask and go. Can I marry this person?
Do you ever listen to Bobby Womack?
So much about you now, Troy.
Yeah, my family tree looks like this. No limbs.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Just a trunk.
Oh,
thank goodness my dad came to Florida.
Pillars of our community.
There you go. Yeah, man.
No relation to Bobby Womack?
I don't know.
The singer? So. Cross 110th Street. Great song.
Yeah.
Claim it. I would claim it if I were you.
Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Embrace the Womack, lady.
Embrace your inner Womack.
Come back to the family. We love all FUPA winners here.
You want a FUPA?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You get a FUPA. You get a FUPA.
Oprah's handing FUPAs.
That Oprah stuff still carries, man.
Still carries.
Still run with that.
Still a powerful lady.
Well, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's see. We talked about this a couple of months ago, but this Code Whiz place has opened up now. This is in Fruit Cove. This is really cool. It's a new franchise with the first store in Florida opening up right here. Rebecca Rodriguez and her family, they say. I don't need the personal story of Rebecca Rodriguez. Just tell me what the damn place is. Here we go. Code Whiz offers a variety of coding and robotic classes to students age 7 to 17.
Oh.
The main focus is on after-school programs that families can sign up for. The first class starts on August 23rd. They say the first 50 families to sign up will receive a lifetime discount of 31.4159%.
Wow.
That's a variation on pi, right?
Code with... well, yeah, you're right. Suppose that
they 3.12. Just moved the decimal over 3.1415,
yeah.
Whatever.
Nice.
Well, that's a cool and gimmicky.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, 31%, whatever. Yeah. That's fine. That's cool with me. Instead of just playing with stuff or doing mindless things, they can use technologies and their brains that they have to kind of harness a skill or develop that skill. Boy, whoever they interviewed sucks at talking.
Just doing STEM stuff. Science.
Yeah. Science, STEM stuff.
Yeah.
And it's important STEM. It's useful STEM stuff.
We should have Ms. Coding come in and write that for him.
We should.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Connecting the community. Loving it. Yeah.
Coding, an actual skill that students will use. I mean, you can almost just throw out the rest of some curriculums and just let kids
go with coding.
Go with coding.
And it's interesting to them. I mean, this is a technology day and age, so that's a good stimulation thing for them to do and benefiting their lives, right?
They can make their own, they can kind of get their hands on some engineering skills. They can make their own apps and things like that, websites, all that stuff.
Video games, there's imagination. Yeah.
Yeah, man, all that good stuff. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. So, Code Whiz.
Were you into STEM going into school? Were you a STEM kid? Like, did you like all that stuff?
Robotics. I liked science. I hated math.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't have much of that STEM stuff when I was in school. You know, we had like video games in the computer class where you could move the space robot arm and stuff. But it was just a video game. Yeah, it wasn't a STEM
wasn't
skills.
A thing when I was in school. I mean, if you said STEM, that means like you got a bad bag of weed.
Yeah. Right. Too many stems.
Twigs and berries. Was it all twigs and berries, bro?
What the hell, Jimmy?
Yeah.
You can grind it up and make tea.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Save the stems, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not that I know.
Right, we all just delved friends. Way too much into our...
My friends told me about it.
Yep, that's right. That's
my friends.
Yeah. Boy, remember when your friends used to bring home those big bricks of crappy weed? It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, and I played sports, so we kind of, like, in the 70s, like, oh, those are the stoners.
Yeah,
We're the jocks.
Me too.
You got, like, a whole... I mean, it was very, like, regimented, like, in... If you crossed over, it's like,
yeah.
I was like,
what's he doing with the goths?
And I would cross over like and talk to like the different groups and stuff.
Oh, I was everywhere.
I was in
all groups. Yeah,
and it'd be like, you know, but everybody knew, you know, talking about those bricks and stuff. Dude, go see Greg. Stoner for peace. I think his name was Stoner Greg.
Stoner Greg. Who's a millionaire now?
Yeah,
his house in Aspen.
Yeah. If he's alive.
Cool. It's a Code Whiz. There you go. Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today, man?
All right. So I'm going to go through the thoughts of the thinkers that are thoroughly into the show.
Back on track. Yeah.
There we go.
While you do that, I'm going to tell homeowners that if you are doing a remodel, yard cleanup, or you just need to get rid of a lot of junk, CDR can bring you any size container to help you get that job done, whether you need it for 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months. CDR can supply your container and pick it up when you're done. And if you can't fill it yourself, they can send a cleanup crew to take care of it for you. Construction debris removal. That's right. Give CDR a call today at 904-471-9709. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF Insurance, right here in St. John's County. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. They specialize in all types of insurance, specifically in the area of homeowners insurance. They've got a small dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Christy Lawrenson, our local advisor, she brings a passion and knowledge of insurance while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call in or stop by their St. Augustine office in South Park. Their number 904-794-5455. Get a complimentary assessment of your current policies and see where you could be saving money
today. Saving my guts right now. Thank you, Christy. Seriously.
Yes. Thank you. Troy, what do we got?
All right. So a couple things out there. A lot of people agree that there's going to be some false alarms happening. There's some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Rebecca, I guess, worked at the bank, said it happened more than you think at the bank.
Oh. Like,
I guess there's a button close to you or something.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
I mean, I can see it happening.
Yep.
So the other thing is there was a talk about occupations with the best bladders. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, I missed that one.
So, you know, when. You know, she's saying the bartender. I mean, I think teachers.
Ooh.
And then I was thinking about it. Probably race car drivers.
Race car drivers.
Yeah. They're really trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a depend moment or something. Yeah. There's got to be some kind of technology.
Yeah, for hours at a time.
So, I mean, what occupations do you need to have a really good bladder?
Truck drive. Well, I guess you can pull over.
Yeah.
You don't really want to. I bet truck drivers is up there, too.
Yeah, you got to make a
decision. Did you know how annoying it is? Because I have the bladder of a cricket.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. You know, I'm horrible to travel with. It's like, is that a rest stop?
Like, Charlie, we're not pulling over at every exit.
Oh, my God.
It's like 22 miles away.
Hey, it's like a poodle.
We probably shouldn't pass that one.
Little piddles. You know? Leaving your scent at every rest stop. Wonderful. Marking your territories.
So your trip to D.C. was supposed to be a group driving trip, but they made you walk it.
They made me walk.
Yeah.
Actually, when I'm such an idiot. I had a book deal when, like, the record company, because I wrote the blog when the record was really owned by the Morris family.
Okay.
And I had a book deal with the Morris family and never wrote the book.
Wow.
But one of my chapters was going to be Places I Peed. because you're just walking.
Yeah.
So at some point,
you're going to be a whole book by itself.
You're peeing in someone's yard. You're like,
Oh, they don't come out.
Well, they don't come out. Yeah,
you're not going to be hard to catch. He's walking.
Yeah.
He has no vehicle. Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, so it was an interesting, could have been a question of the day.
Yeah. Places. That's the question of the day for tomorrow. Where's the weirdest place you've peed?
Oh,
in public.
Mm. Wonderful.
Writing it down.
Got notes.
Times. Could be bad answers. Yeah. All right, man. What do we got for Stordum Stat?
All right, so Stordum Stat today is about Alcatraz. So Alcatraz officially opened to civilian prison on this day in 1934. And Alcatraz was very unique. I mean, it sits in the middle of San Francisco Bay there, and it's had a lot of different movies about it and stuff like that. But the cool thing that I didn't realize where it got its name from, and it's Isla de los Alcatraz, and that is Island of Pelicans.
I'm sure you said that exactly how it's pronounced.
I'm sure every one of my Spanish friends is like, redneck should not speak Spanish.
Isle de Alcatraz.
But it means Island of Pelicans. So it was a bird island. It was a 22-acre island.
Of caca.
And it was a bird island. And the other cool fact about it is it was the very first location of a lighthouse in the state of California.
Oh, okay.
So it makes sense where it was at. It's like, okay, yeah don't hit here.
Right.
You know, but it was, you know, so Alcatraz has a lot of interesting things. One of my favorite movies, The Rock.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Isn't there a lot of sharks like that in that area too? So that's why, I mean, like that's the prison is over there.
Well, they say that the three that they never recovered the bodies may or may not have gotten eaten by sharks, but theories are they probably survived.
They probably survived, yeah, man.
Okay. Mm. All right. Interesting. Yeah, The Rock was a good movie.
That was a good movie. I'm going to write that down, too.
Yeah. Rewatch.
Like it.
Oh, man. Netflix tonight.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that Stordum Stat brought to you by a rock of a place.
Solid.
Solid as a rock. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Made it. Redeemed myself.
Got singing in.
Totally redeem yourself. Brought to you by St. August Pizza. My favorite spot to grab a great pizza in downtown St. Augustine. Should be yours, too. Check them out right in between Riberia and ML King today. Say hi to Augie and the fam for me. All right, man. That's it. That is it for our show. Good show, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you to Silent Blake back there pressing all the buttons here today. We appreciate him so much for coming in this morning. Also, big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. August Pizza Bacon, Storage Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn. Click up there on that bell to get the alerts if you're watching on Facebook, even though they don't matter. Download the 904 Now smartphone app. Davey and I will be back at 3:00.
Bye-bye.